All right, my pleasure right now to bring on the Winthrop High School girls hockey coach, Anthony Martucci. Maybe a familiar name for those of us who worked at WESX and you listen to the old hockey broadcast. Coach, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Listen, you guys, I want to get to where the team is right now because you're off to a really good start. Looking at the schedule here, you've done well, starting off with a nice win. We'll get to that in a minute. But first I want to tell you, I want to ask you a little bit about how it's gone this year. You guys, at the Larson has been open for practice, is that correct?
Yes, it has.
So tell me a little bit about how that's gone in terms of preseason and kind of getting your team together, because this is totally different from anything you've done before.
Yeah, in years past, we've been very fortunate that we have our own locker room and kind of our own space, and it was so easy to get the girls to come together because they were pretty much together all the time. They were able to get down to the rink early, get into the locker room, you know, do all their stuff prior to practices. And now, with this whole situation, we're not able to get into the rink for about 20 minutes before practice, and they're dressing in an area of the rink. There's no locker room, and, you know, we have a assigned COVID coach who comes down and checks the girls in, takes their temperatures, asks them protocol questions, and then they're pretty much shuffled into the rink, get your gear on, get on the ice, and get off the ice, get your gear off, and get out. So it's been kind of a tough time, you know, doing that, but, you know, these girls, they've all pretty much grown up together. We're very fortunate in Winthrop's a small town. So it's, you know, they're still together and everything. It's not exactly the same.
Yeah, Coach Dunbar was saying that it's hard to talk to the kids, and I think Coach Gary, too, on the boys' side of Gloucester and Winthrop. Coach Dunbar was saying that, you know, sometimes you talk to the kids in the locker room. You can communicate with them about making adjustments or whatever it might be, and that's kind of gone. But practice, how does practice go when you're trying to teach the kids not only the fundamentals of hockey, but also now the COVID protocol?
It's tough because, you know, you're trying to obviously relay a message through a mask, and the ice is a big surface, so it's hard for the kids to hear. And we're using those new whistles, which are, you know, the ones that you use with your finger. It's that automatic whistle, so it's a little bit different than, you know, blowing a whistle, which you can kind of do. We can't do that anymore. So, you know, pretty much it's a similar practice in most ways, but like I said, it's difficult to kind of get the word out there and stuff, and the kids are always saying, I'm sorry, couldn't hear you, I'm sorry, couldn't hear you. So it's one of those situations, you know.
Yeah, I have that problem. I can't hear as well with a mask on for some reason. I don't quite understand that.
Yeah. It affects everything. You know?
I know. I have a problem seeing, but that's another story. Okay, let's talk about your team. You guys are ranked pretty high in Eastern Mass Girls Division One. You're off to a really good start opening up. I think you beat Gloucester, what was it, 5-1 or something like that.
Yep.
And so tell me a little bit about how this season has gone, first three games.
The season's gone well to start. I think that, we finally are at a point where a lot of the players are more veterans than brand new. We only lost two seniors last year, and we only have two seniors this year. So we're not that we're super young, but we're young in the right places, but we're also old and experienced in those same places. So far it's been really good as far as the communication and the chemistry of the team. A lot of these kids have grown up playing together since, you know, U8 and up. So it's really, it's been a good start for us because I think a lot of the kids are kids that have played together for quite a while.
You know, I'm looking at your schedule up to this point, and a big win over Peabody, Linfield, North Reading combo there, you know, because they were 4-0, I think. So tell me about that game.
Well, that is a very, very good hockey team. They have been for the last few years. They've been really good. They're well coached. They got pretty much all the components you would need to be a good hockey team. They got good size. They got good speed. They're strong in goal. They're strong. Their defensemen are very strong. And the structure that they play is very good as well. So for us to go into Peabody and to come out of there with a win was really big because the last few years we've gone there and we've lost. So that was a big win for us. It was something that we, was definitely marked on the calendar. They're the big dogs of the league. They've won it the last 2 years. So, you know, we really wanted to get that win. But more or less, it was just a matter of, two good teams, and we got a couple of good bounces, and I think that's kind of the way that went.
Wow. Now, you got you didn't get to play on Saturday, I guess. Beverly must be a COVID-related thing.
Yes, Beverly had a player that tested positive for COVID, and they had to shut down for the week. It's just stunk because it come at a tough time for us. But you know, it is what it is. That's the season. You know, that's what we're dealing with now.
You know, I think the two toughest rinks for high schools to play in are on opposite ends of the North Shore. It's the Larson and the Talbot. And you know, we used to consider I taught at Gloucester High School for almost 40 years, and we used to consider the trip to Winthrop, the road trip from hell, because it just took so long to get there, you know, when you're trying to get there through rush hour traffic. But a very comfortable rink for you guys, and you have the good fortune to be able to play there this year, so you kind of do have a home advantage.
Yeah, the Larson rink, it's kind of, you know, it's reminiscent of the old Boston Garden, where it's so small and confined. You know, as opposed to the Talbot, which is a big rink, and you know, got all the nice stands and everything. And I've always enjoyed playing up in Gloucester. I didn't like the ride, but I did like playing. And not that we came out of there with wins often, because we, you know, I played at a time when you guys had Jeremy Jewell and Daryl Seppler and some really good teams. But it was always a good trip for us as far as, you know, getting to the rink. But being on that road trip, like you said, was tough.
Well, you know, and in the Larson, it's the same way for Gloucester going down there or the other teams.
Sure.
And we love playing. The Larson reminds me a little bit of the old Lynn Arena, and I don't know that you're old enough to have remembered those games, but it's a very, very personal little space there. Coach,
sure.
Tell me about some of your leaders now. You guys got a big game coming up this week, but tell me about your young team.
Well, right now we have two junior captains. One of them is our goaltender, who we rely heavily on. She's been our goaltender for the last 3 years, and has really, you know, kind of morphed into, you know, not just a great goalie, but a team leader. Summer Talent is somebody that we rely heavily on, and she's been great for us, you know, the last 3 years. But right now, this year, she's been extremely good for us, you know, to open the season. And then the other leader that we have is another junior, and she. And that's Mia Martucci. She's a forward. But believe it or not, she was a basketball player up until the eighth grade, and she had to make a decision whether she was going to play hockey or play basketball. And she decided on hockey, and I'm so thankful. And she's been great for us. Just a good leader at practice. Somebody that is a real team first kid. She's a pass the puck first type kid. She's the one that kind of the straw that stirs the drink, I like to call it. Mm-hmm. You know, and she gets the team going that way.
So, you know, well, Winthrop, I sort of think Winthrop and Gloucester is kind of like sister cities, because they're both blue-collar communities with kids in sports who are always tough on both sides, whether it's male or female. And do you have enough kids that you don't have to have a co-op? These are all Winthrop kids?
We do, and right now we only have one Lynn player remaining from the co-op.
Okay.
And she's in the eighth grade, and she played with us last year, so we really, you know, the co-op is pretty much, you know, done away with. We used to you know, have a sheet of ice in Lynn each week, and that's gone now, and this particular player, you know, has played, you know, again for us in the youth hockey system all the way up, and we're hoping that we get to at least continue to keep her through her high school career, and then that'll be the very, very end of that co-op.
Yeah, and I always find the co-op thing is kind of cool, because kids have this this vision of what kids from another school are like until you get on the ice and are on the same team with them, and it changes. Kind of gives you more of a global view, I think.
Well, I've always loved that dynamic. I know that a lot of people for a while were kind of against the whole co-op thing, but obviously if you need it, you know, it's definitely something that, you know, is really good to have. And I think that's one of the things that the MAA did really well was to, you know, allow that to happen, because, you know, you want everybody to have programs and whatever way that you have to do it, you like to see the kids playing. And as far as I'm concerned, that dynamic for me, when I first took over, we had Saugus and Lynn with us because we were short on numbers. Mm-hmm. And that was when it was really special, because now you got kids from three different towns and you just kind of see how the other half live. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I agree. Totally. All right, tell me a little bit about the league. I mean, you already mentioned Peabody. They're a huge challenge. What's the rest of the league look like?
Well, you got a bunch of good teams. This league has really gotten really good over my time there. When we first came when I first came in, it was kind of a, you know, it was like there was a west out of it, and we had a bunch of different teams, and we lost some, gained some, and it, what it's become now has become really a good, you know, six or seven programs that have really gotten so good. So we've got Peabody, you got Masconomet, who is fantastic. I know that they took a little bit of a hit because they lost their co-op this year, but they're still a fantastic team. They're well coached, and they're just tough. And then you got Medford, who is always, they grind, they're tough, good team, well coached again. We also now, adding Gloucester was another, you know, another nice add for our league, because we know, like you said, what kind of kids come out of there, and that's going to be, you know, another tough place for us to go from now on, which is awesome. We also have Marblehead, who's always tough, and they're combined with Swampscott mm-hmm. and North Reading. Swampscott and Manchester, and they're very good, and they just got a new coach, and I actually coached against her when she was coming up, so they're having a good season to start out. So we got a lot of good teams in there. I'm missing a couple. I think Newburyport, I don't know if they're in our league officially or not, right. But I know that they were thinking about coming in, but with the whole COVID thing, they had to come in because they needed to get those games. So I they may be independent next year, but they're in there now, and they're good.
All right, and you do have Beverly on the schedule again later on.
Those guys are another team that's a tough team all the time, and they got some really good players. They got a great goalie, they got a great forward that I know of, and a really really good defenseman that I'm aware of from a year ago. I remember watching those guys last year, and I was very surprised at how good they were. So I know that they're going to be another good stiff challenge for us, and another well coached team. So it's a battle every. It's a buzzsaw. The whole schedule is a buzzsaw.
As I got a couple more questions. Coach, I just thought of watching girls hockey over the years, and is it my eyes, or have the kids gotten much more aggressive and more powerful on their skates?
I think that what you're seeing now is you're seeing more of the athletes preparing themselves in the off season, whether it's playing more hockey, which there are more opportunities to play with more teams to play on. But I also think that a lot of these athletes are now, you know, getting more involved in the training part of, you know, of sports, especially on the girls' side. I know that the boys, it's something that the boys do all the time, but the girls, I think, are now starting to realize that if they want to be, you know, at a certain level, they have to train in the off season, and you're starting to see more kids are training, and that's what I think it is. I think there's just more hockey and more training mm-hmm. going on, and you've seen the big improvement.
What's the scouting report on Masco, and how far of a road trip is that up to Haverhill?
That's a tough one too. The funny part about it is the one thing that COVID has done for us is make the traffic much better.
Because
it was the best ride I ever had to Gloucester, you know, a few weeks ago. It was the best ride to Gloucester ever. So, you know, but Haverhill's another tough road trip for us, and it's a tough building. You know, it's a tough place to play in, and Masco always makes it tough. And, you know, we're as much as we're looking forward to it, it's not one we look forward to because we know it's going to be a war, you know.
All right, that is Winthrop High School girls hockey coach Anthony Martucci with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.